AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. While Democratic presidential hopefuls prep for their first debate tomorrow night in Las Vegas, the GOP presidential frontrunner is taking some tough questions in New Hampshire.
At the No Labels convention, one woman said Trump has to prove he values women.
Maybe you can prove me wrong, but I don't think that you're a friend to women.
Trump says he respects women.
And I'm going to take care of women.
Later, the question was whether Trump fears his divisive language gets in the way of problem solving.
I went to Ivy League schools. I know what's divisive. I know what's not divisive, in all fairness.
Trump says he's just fighting back when attacked.
They get very nasty.
And when the GOP pool gets smaller.
When it becomes a different kind of a situation, you'll see I'm going to be much less divisive.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a major tactical shift in U.S. efforts against the Islamic State group, American cargo planes have been dropping small arms ammunition to Arab groups in Syria who are battling ISIS. But the groups receiving the supplies haven't been identified. Cleanup continues in South Carolina.
We are going from a massive response situation to a massive recovery situation.
With the help of residents, Governor Nikki Haley says South Carolina will bounce back.
Be willing to be flexible, be willing to be patient, but know that we are a team that's going to be working fast, and we're a team that's ready to get South Carolina back to where we used to be.
AP correspondent Andrew Meldrum reports Zimbabwe is no longer pressing the U.S. to extradite American dentist James Palmer, who killed Cecil the Lion.
Zimbabwe's Environment, Water, and Climate Minister, Opa Muchinguri Kashiri, said that Zimbabwe's police and national prosecuting authority had cleared Palmer of any wrongdoing. She said that he is now free to return to Zimbabwe as a tourist. And she said it turned out that Palmer came to Zimbabwe with all his papers in order.
This is AP Radio News. A big late-game rally is sending the Royals back to Kansas City for Game 5 to decide their American League playoff series.
Trailing by 4 down to their last 6 outs, the Kansas City Royals put up 5 runs in the 8th inning and beat the Houston Astros 9-6, leveling their American League Division Series at 2-2. The first 5 Royals of the inning singled, and after they tied the game, Alex Gordon gave them the lead with an RBI groundout. Eric Hosmer tacked on a 2-run homer in the 9th. Carlos Correa went 4-for-4 with 2 home runs and 4 RBI, but he committed an error in the 8th inning, which led to 2 unearned runs. Game 5 is Wednesday in Kansas City. Adam Spillane, Houston.
The Los Angeles Dodgers' Chase Utley may play in tonight's game against the New York Mets while appealing a 2-game suspension for sliding into Ruben Tejada and breaking his leg. Some Mets fans want to see Utley banned from baseball.
Shouldn't be just a suspension for 2 games. Suspension forever.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.